More than 1 million people immigrate to the U.S. every year. Their children, born in the U.S. and connected to two cultures, are the focus of a new series at NPR News. It's called Immigrants' Children, and it's an occasional look at how they make their mark and the issues that confront them. We'll start by turning on the television.
I'm supposed to start today, Neela Raskotra.
Rag what?
The competition that shows what really goes on behind the kitchen door.
I've run out of time. By giving myself abilities, I've signed my death certificate.
Heroes, ER, Top Chef are just some of the shows that have featured actors of Indian descent. NPR's Netta Ulabi talked with three children of Indian immigrants who are finding ways to tell their stories on TV.
On the set of the NBC show The Office, Mindy Kaling toggles between three demanding jobs: actor, writer, and producer. Working insanely hard, she says, is part of her immigrant family's legacy. So is bringing bits of her own story to the screen.
You know, I wrote an episode called Diwali. Diwali is a Hindu holiday in October, of like the Festival of Lights. It was kind of the perfect meeting of both being the child of immigrants and writing for a comedy show.
In that episode from the first season, Kaling's idiotic boss insists on calling a staff meeting about Diwali.
Tonight, one of our most ethnic co-workers, Kelly, has invited us all to a Diwali celebration.
Kaling's character, Kelly Kapoor, is not exactly a poster girl for staying in touch with your parents' culture.
Diwali is awesome, and there's food, and there's going to be dancing, and oh, I got the raddest outfit. It has
Kelly,
sparkles.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the origins of the holiday?
I don't know. It's really old, I think.
Kaling says she's representing all the kids in America who are only technically Hindu. Her sense of being an outsider in American culture persisted, even though she lived in it every day. She never saw a family like hers on TV. That gave her a dual perspective she uses now in her writing.
The Office is just observational comedy. And growing up and observing how your parents are not the same as other people's parents and just the tiny things that make them different than sort of like the quote-unquote normal white American parents, your perspective on things gets really like sharpened.
Mindy Kaling says her parents moved to the other side of the world for a better life, scrimped to send her to an Ivy League school, and now she acts like an 11-year-old Valley girl on national television. But Kaling is nothing like Kelly Kapoor. What you don't see on TV is her edge.
The everyone against me mentality is, to me, the thing you learn the most as a child of immigrants. Get up, brush your teeth, be a good kid, go to school, everyone's against you, come home, we're all going to have dinner together, no sex, no drugs, do your homework, everyone's against you. And it's such a funny, it's a really funny thing, and it's not negative or sad, like don't be depressed about it, but like everyone's against you.
What perfect training for Hollywood.
Right, it is.
Mindy Kaling's real name is Vera Mindy Chokalingam. When she started doing stand-up in New York, the MCs could never pronounce Chokalingam, so they made fun of it. Eventually, she changed it.
I don't know necessarily if, like, you know, a generation from now, if Indian kids would have to do that, then maybe people will feel more ashamed about mangling a person's name instead of taking the time to learn it. But as a performer, it's like I didn't have a lot of time to sort of sit and think about, like, the politics of it.
Actors change their names all the time. Children of immigrants often feel their birth names can intimidate or confuse other Americans. Actor Cal Penn's parents are also from India. He changed his name too, sort of.
Kalpen Modi, just, it's a cool name, but I also felt like it was a little specific.
It's better to have a general name that doesn't box you into one ethnic group. Brown actors switch back and forth, playing Mexicans, Arabs, even Italians. Right now, Cal Penn plays an Indian American named Dr. Lawrence Kuttner on the Fox medical hit House.
We're taking you to do a thyroid reuptake scan. We think you're
I'm not going anywhere until you explain why my daughter has a.
There's no way you can realistically set a TV show in a hospital without Indian doctors. That's partly because of a 1965 change in immigration law that drastically changed the professional demographics of this country. For the first time, Asians, Africans, and Middle Easterners were encouraged to move here and work.
My parents came along with a number of Chinese-American immigrants, Korean-Americans.
Cal Penn teamed up with a Korean-American in the movie Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. It was the first mainstream hit starring two Asian-American actors.
We're so high right now.
Oh, dude, I don't know about you, but I'm f***ing hungry as
Yeah, no s***, dude. Let's eat.
The instant stoner classic reflected a side of America you can see on any college campus, but rarely on screen. Like Kumar, Kalpen faced pressure from his immigrant parents to pick a more conventional career.
What the heck are you doing? We didn't move to this country for you to be an actor.
Penn has not always played against type or stereotype.
What the hell? I don't want to hurt any of you, but I will unless you do exactly what I say.
Some of Penn's friends questioned his choice to play a terrorist on a few episodes of 24. That role, like many others, was written for a sort of undefined ethnicity. Let's call it generic brown. Actors call it the ethnic part. They tend to have names like Fez. Vic Sahai has played plenty of them. He's an Indian-Canadian actor on the NBC show Chuck. He plays a smug computer geek who works at a store scarily like Best Buy.
Dude, the guys at the Sbarro even named a pizza after you.
No sauce, no toppings, nothing but pure cheese. It's called The Loser.
Computer shows are like doctor shows, says Sahai. You gotta cast an Indian. That doesn't mean the writers necessarily bother with backstories about Gujarat or Bengal. But, Sahai says, a good actor builds that in.
Part of connecting to the role is connecting to yourself. Part of connecting to yourself is learning about yourself and your background and your relationship to your parents and your own ethnicity. And so it feels like with every role I'm doing, whether it is of East Indian descent or not, I am reaching back into my own history, my relationship with my parents, who they are, my own ancestry, I guess, and bringing little portions of it.
For children of immigrants, acting is a little like what they've done their whole lives. Balancing two identities, inhabiting two worlds, and living convincingly in them both. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
TV shows have featured a few stars of Indian descent over the years, including the magician known as the Man with X-ray Eyes, who had his own show on CBS in the 1950s. It's on our website, npr.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.